Morning.
Good morning. Doing great.
What in the world are you doing up so early?
Well, I have four kids, so I have to get up early.
Well, thanks so much for spending time with us. We've talked several times, but for folks who don't know, tell us what Americans for Prosperity is.
Yes, Americans for Prosperity is a grassroots organization. We have chapters in 35 states, over 1.7 million members nationwide. Right here in Michigan, we've been here since 2006. We have over 55,000 members here in the state of Michigan, and we do not do social issues. We do not do immigration issues. We do not do national defense issues. We do economic issues, and related to economic issues is limited government. We want to let people keep more of what they earn and let individuals determine their prosperity and their economic future by getting government out of the way.
Are you a Tea Party? Are you a libertarian group?
We're neither a libertarian group or a Tea Party. We're an issues-based group. And if it's economic liberty or limited government, we'll support the issues and we'll work with groups that support those same issues. And sometimes we may team up with a Tea Party if we're in agreement on issues, and many times we are on economic issues. Or if there's a libertarian group, a Republican group, a Democratic group, if they support free markets and limited government, we're willing to work with them to advance policies that will bring prosperity, and in particular, prosperity here to Michigan.
Americans for Prosperity, the foundation located here in Michigan, has announced the release of a new booklet called Unions, The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. Talk about this.
Yes. You know, I come from a union household, and many of my family members working for GM, Ford, Great Lakes Steel, Metro Detroit area. And this is an issue that is important. It's an issue that's talked about here in Michigan. And certainly we want to turn our economy around. We've been in a recession for the past 10 years, over a million lost jobs, the only state to lose population from the 2000 to 2010 census. And we want to turn the state around. And one of the things that we believe has to happen is there has to be some changes in how we treat unions. Unions are not a bad thing. We don't want to outlaw unions. We don't want to ban unions. Unions will continue to exist. Unions will continue to have collective bargaining powers. What we want to do is change laws, because the current system is not sustainable, whether it's making Michigan right to work or repealing prevailing wage laws or even project labor agreements. Policymakers over the past have tilted policies here in Michigan in favor of making unions more powerful. And what we want to do is return that power to the individual union members, not the union bosses.
Should there be a right to work here in the state of Michigan?
Yes, most definitely.
Why?
Because statistics show that right-to-work states do well economically, do much better economically. We see over the past decade in those states that are right-to-work, they have a 9.3% employment growth versus those states that aren't. They only had a 3.6% employment growth. When you look at companies that are looking to expand, oftentimes many of them will not even consider a state that is not right-to-work. So there's huge economic benefits to becoming right to work. But more importantly than the economic issue is the freedom issue, the freedom to choose as an individual whether you want to join a private third-party organization. I don't think anyone could ever imagine going to work somewhere and your employer telling you, well, the condition of employment here is you have to join the Kiwanis or the Catholic Church. We wouldn't stand for it. This is a free country. But yet we tolerate a policy in 28 states that says if you want to work here in this place, you must join this private third-party organization, which is called a union, and you must pay them dues.
There are those in unions who say PLAs, project labor agreements, are necessary because they need to get their union members fair wages. And there are times when contractors, when folks who are seeing that these whatever gets built, that they're not being paid what they deserve, and that workers from outside the state, outside the country, may be brought in to take these jobs at a cheaper fee. How would you address that?
Yeah, project labor agreements are a very interesting issue, and I know there's legislation moving through the legislature that would prohibit favoritism towards project labor agreements among local governments. Really, all project labor agreements do is raise the cost of doing business and raise the cost to the taxpayers of the state of Michigan. They require those contractors that may win a bid to require their workers to pay union dues, those contractors to follow union rules during the terms of the project. And this is just very un-American. It costs the taxpayers more, and it's a payoff to unions. You know, unions represent more people in the public sector than the private sector. That's their area of growth. The UAW's largest local is right here in Lansing with over 17,000 members. It's their largest local in the world. So when you think UAW, you think cars, aerospace, but actually their biggest local is government workers.
When we talk about that booklet called Unions, the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, we've talked about the good, we've talked about the bad. What's the ugly?
the ugly is what it's doing to our economy here in Michigan, what it is going to continue to do and be a drag on our economy in the future, and how they're holding hostage local governments across the state, how they're holding hostage our economy. And it's not the workers. I want to make very clear. This is not the workers, the rank and file. This is the union bosses that have sold the workers on this line of this forced unionism in our state. The current system is not sustainable. It's bankrupting our state. You even see Mayor Bing in Detroit, the Detroit mayor, when he was talking about the unions that he was dealing with AFSCME, he said either they can't read, they can't add, or they can't comprehend. It has to be one of the three. Many unions are just downright unreasonable in their demands on the taxpayers of this state, and is raising the cost of doing business here. It's raising the cost to the taxpayers of what they have to pay.
Scott, if people want copies of the booklet, Unions, the Good, Bad, the Ugly, or if they want more information about Americans for Prosperity Foundation Michigan, where can they go?
Yes, they can go to MichiganAFP.com. That's Michigan A, F as in Frank, P.com. Or they can email info@AFPHQ.org.
You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Scott, good morning to you and thanks.
Good morning. Thank you.